The big badger and the 12 hedgehogs looked in surprise at the newcomers. Basil Staghare took charge.
Steady in the ranks there, chaps. Right, listen out now. All fighting and skirmishing to cease forthwith. Otherwise, this blighter here'll chop you into bits with the great sword of Redwall. Now, what's all the jolly old tiswas about, eh?
The badger added his voice to those of the hedgehogs as they all began talking at once.
He stole our jubilation.
Rubbish! I've never even seen a jubilation.
You great stripey old liar.
Liar yourself.
Don't you call her a liar, or I'll break that there hatchet over your skull, so I will.
I'd like to see you try it, Spike Bottom.
Oh, do you hear what he called me, Dad?
Never mind what he called you. Sticks and stones won't break our bones. You just give us back our jubilation, badger.
Matthias struck the steel axe head with his sword blade. The sound rang out like a bell, restoring silence again. The warrior mouse pointed at the badger with his sword.
One at a time. You first.
The badger leaned upon his axe haft, his powerful chest heaving.
My name is Orlando the Axe. I come from the Western Plain. My daughter Orma was taken by Slagar and his slavers, and I was searching for her when all these mad hedgehogs attacked me without any reason.
The old male hedgehog began dancing excitedly.
Ah, so that's it. Slagar and his varmints, I might have known it. He's the one who stole our little jubilation.
Matthias pointed the sword at the hedgehog.
Who are you, and what is jubilation?
The hedgehog waddled forward. He was the most untidy creature, with leaves, flowers, roots and creepers stuck to all his spines.
I'll tell you who I am, young fella,
he said.
I'm Jabez Stump. This here's my wife, Rosie Queen, and these are my 10 daughters. I've got a son too, splendid little lad, name of Jubilation. At least I did have a son till that thieving fox passed this ways.
Matthias bowed.
I too had a fine young son stolen from me by Slagar. I am Matthias, the warrior of Redwall Abbey. Allow me to introduce my friends. This is Jess Squirrel, champion climber and tree jumper. Her son Sam was also taken by Slagar, along with three others from our abbey, two church mice and a little vole maid. That young otter is Cheek, both by name and by nature. And last but not least, Basil Staghare, retired regimental scout and foot fighter.
Basil made an elegant leg.
At your service, sir. Well, well, it seems that we all have a reason to catch up with that foul blot Slagar. I suggest we join forces. Actually, we lost the slaver's trail and we'd be terribly glad of any help you could give us, what?
The badger hefted his huge axe.
A sound proposition. I need help more than any beast. I'm hopelessly lost in these woods, and it was only by chance that I came this far. Bear in mind, though, I'll be extremely useful when we catch up with these slavers.
Orlando accentuated this last remark by testing his axe blades on the side of his paw. Jabez Stump and his brood drew to one side and had a whispered debate. Then the hedgehog returned and offered his paw.
So be it. We search together.
Matthias, Basil, Jess and Orlando linked paws with Jabez.
Together!
Rosie Queen pointed the direction.
Sooth, that's the way the slavers always travel, though no one knows what lies beyond the great southern plateau. But afore you travel, you must eat with us.
The Stump family lived in a great hollow beech tree that had fallen on its side. They were not very strong on table manners. Immediately the food was set out. The 10 husky daughters threw themselves upon it and had to be beaten off by their father to make room for the guests. Matthias and his friends thanked them politely and carried their portions of woodland stew, acorn bread and cider outside. Because of the lack of room in the hollow log, they sat on a grassy sward, eating and watching the incredible scene inside. Rosie Queen hit out indiscriminately with a heavy wooden ladle as the 10 daughters fought, bit, licked the stew pot, stole bread from each other, and generally created uproar in the limited space.
Bless their hearts,
Jabez Stump laughed.
These are fine big mealthy appetites. You should see my little Jube, though. He can outspike the lot of them when he's at home. It's a lifetime's work keeping this lad fed, it is that.
By now, the hedgehogs had finished the food and were starting to eat the soft wooden casing that formed the walls inside the log. Rosie Queen belaboured them furiously until they spilt out onto the sward, tumbling and fighting for leftovers, so much so that Matthias and his friends were hard put to finish the meal in peace. Jabez Stump tossed his soup bowl to one of them to lick as he stood up dusting his paws.
Right then, we about ready to start tracking.
They set off south with Rosie Queen and the 10 daughters waving a cheerful goodbye.
You find them little uns now, do you?
Aye, and bring us back some weasels to bully.
If we ain't here when he returns, it'll be because we've eaten the log and gone a-searching for another. Goodbye.
As Jabez was making good goodbyes, Basil Staghare whispered to Matthias and Orlando.
Some blighter's watching us from those bushes to the right.
Orlando moved casually in the direction of the bushes.
Leave this one to me.
But before the badger could move any further, Jess Squiddle was past him like a reddish streak. She flew into the bushes with a mighty leap and engaged the watcher. The foliage shook and trembled as the bushes thrashed noisily with the vigour of Jess's attack, and there were panic cries from the shrubbery.
Let me go! Ow! Ouch! Oh, you're hurting me!
Jess emerged from the bushes, dragging Skirl, the great frilled newt, by his comb.
Oh, don't you worry, Sloppy Skin. I'll hurt you. I'll tear you in pieces and feed you to the Stump family if you don't tell me where you got my champion climber's tail ring from.
She threw Skirl roughly to the ground. Completely surrounded, the cheating reptile stared wide-eyed at Orlando, Jabez, Basil and Matthias. Using all his agility, he tried to make a swift escape, but the sword that buried itself in the ground at his nose tip and the immense war axe that thudded to earth a fraction from his tail warned him in no uncertain way that these creatures were warriors, not young woodland captives, and they meant business. Skirl swallowed hard.
I can explain. I'll tell you everything.
Matthias flicked the sword point against the frightened newt's pulsating throat.
That's my son's habit cord you're wearing. I think you had better tell us everything. Now!